You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Hello and welcome to a bonus edition of WFAN Daily. I am your host, Sal Licata, and the New York Mets have finally got a DH. It has taken them long enough, but they finally have a real DH after years of begging, after months of begging. The Mets finally go out and do it. 1 year, $12 million for JD Martinez. Now, let me say before I really get excited, he would not have been my first choice. I wanted Jorge Soler. I'm on record as saying that. I worry about JD Martinez. At age now, he's going to be 36 this season. I worry about him falling off the cliff. I mean, you know, that is a little bit of an issue for me here with JD Martinez, knowing that he's been producing his whole career and then watch typically he'll get to the Mets and struggle at age 36. However, forget that pessimism for a second and just realize that this is a minimal risk. It's 1 year, $12 million. Doesn't mean anything. What it does is make the Mets better. Now gives them a better chance to have a better season, to be in a position to be a playoff team. It gives the fans what they want, more excitement, real DH, a guy who's been a proven commodity for a change, as opposed to, I don't know, Dom Smith, JD Davis, Robinson Cano, Daniel Vogelback, Darren Ruff, Mark Vientos, JD Martinez, undoubtedly a proven bat. Will he continue it? That's going to be the question. Now, the most important piece of this whole thing, the most important piece to remember, King Cohen has delivered. You ask what he has done. Not only do I try to tell you what he's done throughout the course of the organization, minor league levels up, bottom levels up, all the infrastructure, building all these machines and mechanics and data and analytics, all that stuff that the Mets were light years behind everybody else. Steve Cohen has made the Mets a premier organization and is on his way to making them one of the top organizations in Major League Baseball. The results obviously need to follow. They have not been there outside of 1 year, two seasons ago. This shows you, though, right smack in front of you, like smacking you in the face with it, where the Yankees are messing around, worried about luxury tax threshold and guys maybe being not worth the true value, needing a pitcher after Gerrit Cole goes down for 2 months, you know, worried about being able to keep Juan Soto next offseason, Blake Snell going somewhere else. Who knows what Jordan Montgomery, Yankees sitting on their hands, and a team that could go win the World Series this year, they're sitting on their hands. The Mets, who cannot win the World Series, know that they're not on the level. The owner just said it. They're not on the level of the Braves or the Dodgers or some of the top teams, but are in the mix with everybody else. They say, you know what? Maybe a separator could be JD Martinez. And King Cohen says, luxury tax threshold be damned. Here's $12 million. I don't give a shit if it's 24. I want my fans to be happy. And if JD Martinez is going to make them happy at a reasonable price, we're going to do it. You know what this even reeks to me of? And I don't know this to be factual, but based off of all the reporting, the Mets weren't ever in on JD Martinez. For real, they had to wait for the price to come down. Yeah, they checked in, but it didn't seem like it was ever going to happen because they didn't think the price was going to come down. And they said, not me, not you, they said they want to see Mark Vientos and Brett Beatty get the at-bats. They want to see what the young kids could do. This reeks to me of Steve Cohen getting itchy. The king was getting itchy and said, you know what, David? What do they want, $12 million? Go get it done. A little primer for next offseason when you know who is going to be available. Soto.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So do I think JD Martinez makes the Mets a lock to be a playoff team? No, but I know he makes them better. You look at the lineup now with JD Martinez in it. I'll tell you this. Get Jeff McNeil's ass out of that cleanup spot. No more Jeff McNeil in the cleanup spot. They actually have a real DH now who could protect Pete Alonso and hit cleanup. If you want to go Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, JD Martinez cleanup. How does that sound? I'll tell you how it sounds. To me, like a major league freaking lineup. That's what you do. That's how you build a team. Even in a year where you're rebuilding, that's what you do. That is why I call him King Cohen. He couldn't even do it. Cohen wants to sit there and be patient and be disciplined and watch this team and see some of the younger guys, find out what they have. You got JD Martinez sitting out there for pennies. It is pocket change for King Cohen. $12 million, $24 million. What's the damn difference? King Cohen is back. 1 week out from opening day. Think about that. Think about the excitement that you certainly hear in my voice, and I know Met fans feel. Think about that excitement now getting ready for the season. Something as little as that changes the entire feel. It may not change the results of the season. You know, realistically, is JD Martinez going to add, what, 3 to 5 wins? Maybe. I don't know what the metrics say. I just know that he's going to add more of an excitement, more of a must-watch element than Mark Vientos. You may be intrigued about Mark Vientos, but you know about JD Martinez, and you want to see what that power bat can do, even at the age of 36, in the middle of that Mets order. And everything else now gets lengthened out, where you could deal with Jeff McNeil, even if you had a fifth. I prefer him 6th, but even if you want McNeil 5, and you have Francisco Alvarez 6th, look at that lineup. All of a sudden, when you replace Mark Vientos, who's a 200 hitter that you cross your fingers that you can hope will hit 200 and maybe 20 home runs, you get a guy in JD Martinez that has basically 30 home runs every year. That's what you want. I mean, in the prime of his career, he was 38, 45, 29, 43, 36. Even at age 33, you know, having a big year with 28 home runs. And last year, age 35, 33 and 103. Even if you get 10 homers less, maybe not 10, you need at least 25, but 25 homers less and, you know, or excuse me, 25 homers total, so 8 homers less and around 90 ribbies. You take that. And if you ever get the year that he had last year, I mean, a guy hit 271 last year, 33 and 103. That is a monster season for his age. If he comes close to that, you put that in the middle or right there with Pete and Lindor, and not to mention Alvarez. Oh, whoa. Now, the one thing is, what does that say about Mark Vientos? Are the Mets finished with Vientos? Do they think it's going to be a platoon with him and Beatty at third base? Be curious to see what the play is here with Vientos. But JD Martinez isn't coming here for $12 million plus the luxury tax. He's not coming here for all that to sit. He's playing every day. That means the DH spot is taken. So what I would say to Vientos is, get a glove, buddy. Get to work. Maybe be in a minors and figure out a field before you get up here. And that's the way that it should be. Never should a young kid be thrown into the lineup without being able to field or throw or run. All he can do is hit, and he can't even do that anywhere near what JD Martinez could do it at. Mark Vientos in his career will never have a year like J.D. Martinez had last year, let alone the prime years of his career. Not to pick on Vientos here, but look at the difference in the lineup. You watched the lineup the other day with McNeil hitting fourth. You got Vientos, Beatty, Bader. Oh, my God. Automatic outs all over the place. Now you replace one of the weakest links in that lineup with one of the best power bats that you can get. Home run move. No, excuse me. It wasn't a home run move. It was a king-like move by King Cohen. All bow down to the king. Trust me. You've heard it here where I started the I Believe in Steve movement. You've heard me. I don't get into the Uncle Stevie nonsense like everybody else. I started the King Cohen moniker. Everyone will be bowing down to the king before you know it. King Cohen has returned. Now, what took you so damn long? I'm off tomorrow. I got to do this, you know, breaking news podcast. I can't even have my show tomorrow. I want to rub it in BT's face. This is how you run a team. This is what Hauser doing. Hey, Hal, Yankees, take some notes. Maybe they will follow. Who knows? And you know what I was thinking too? King Cohen may have sat back this morning while I was enjoying his coffee and bagel or whatever it is he eats, and saw Yamamoto getting lit up in his one inning and said, you know what? I nearly lit 325 million on fire. What's an extra 12 million this year to give the fans what they want? Thank you, King. Thank you. Now I'm ready for opening day. Hey, BT, play that 1986 Mets song, will you? Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you tomorrow.